Welcome to Next Day Prep. We are looking at what we are watching for tomorrow. It is Monday, December 29th, 2025. I hope everyone had a great Christmas break, but man, the market decided to start the final week of the year with a bit of a headache. Broad pullback across the board today.
It definitely felt like a holiday hangover out there. We saw the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ both retreat about 0.4%. It wasn't a crash, but it was a clear step back from those record highs we saw on Friday. It looks like traders decided to lock in some profits after that Santa Claus rally last week.
Exactly. And it wasn't just random selling. The big names, the ones that usually carry us, they were the heavyweights today. I'm looking at Nvidia, Palantir, even Tesla taking a hit.
That is the story. When the mega caps sneeze, the market catches a cold. Tesla was down over 3%, providing really weak leadership. And Palantir dropped nearly 4.5%. The AI trade took a breather, except for one notable exception.
I think I know where you are going. Micron?
You got it. Micron Technology, MU. It is bucking the trend completely. It was up over 3% today. It is still riding high from that earnings report. Even with the semiconductor index down, Micron is showing serious relative strength. Wave Rider A, I actually flagged this one specifically for bullish continuation.
I saw that in the data. The technicals on Micron look clean. Higher highs, volume expanding into the close. It is definitely one to keep on the radar for tomorrow. But let's talk about the other side of the coin. The materials sector got absolutely hammered. What happened to gold and silver?
That was ugly. Gold dropped 4.5% and silver. Silver tanked almost 9%. We are seeing a massive unwind there as metal prices slipped from record highs. That dragged the whole materials sector down. Newmont Corporation was actually the worst performer in the S&P 500 today because of it.
Ouch. So if tech is mixed and materials are crashing, was there anywhere safe to hide today?
Surprisingly, energy. Crude oil futures settled up 2.5%, back over $58 a barrel. Geopolitics is playing a big role here. We have headlines about Russia and Ukraine, plus tensions ramping up with Iran and China. That uncertainty usually bids up oil. And the energy sector was the only real winner today, up 1%.
Right, the geopolitical wire was hot today. Bloomberg reporting on China conducting military ops near Taiwan, and some tough talk regarding Iran. It definitely adds a layer of nervousness. Speaking of nerves, I noticed the VXX volatility index is waking up.
Good catch. Wave Rider A highlighted that VXX spike. It suggests investors are hedging. They are buying insurance against near-term volatility. It doesn't mean the sky is falling. But it means we need to be careful with bullish trades. The S&P has support around 680, but if we break that, things could get slippery.
All right, let's pivot to tactical setups. Despite the Red Sea, were there any individual breakouts worth watching for the next session?
Absolutely. The standout story is Praxis Precision Medicine's ticker PRAX. They got the FDA breakthrough therapy designation for their essential tremor drug. The stock soared 13% to fresh multi-year highs. That is a massive catalyst.
That is a huge move. Any others from the Wave Rider scan?
For a swing trade, keep an eye on Thermo Fisher, ticker TMO. It had a really strong closing drive with rising volume. It looks like institutions are accumulating it. Also, in the small cap space, PASG broke out to new session highs right at the bell. If risk appetite holds, those are your continuation plays.
Solid picks. So game plan for tomorrow?
Caution is key. We are in a profit-taking mode with rising volatility. Watch the sector rotation. If money keeps flowing out of tech and into energy, trade accordingly. And keep tight stops on those breakout plays like Micron. We are still in the Santa Claus rally window, so don't get too bearish yet, but respect the pullback.
Respect the pullback, but hunt for the leaders. I like it. Thanks for the breakdown. That is a wrap for today's Next Day Prep. Good luck out there tomorrow, traders.